Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, March 30th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Microsoft's Bing chatbot has begun including relevant ad links in its answers. They appear as citations and are marked as ads. Microsoft Corporate VP for Search and Devices, Yousef Mehdi, said this is an experiment and the company intends to include more ads as it learns what works and what doesn't. Future plans might include a collection of links from an advertiser when you hover over a citation, as well as adding rich captions beside chatbot responses. Apple announced its 34th annual Worldwide Developers Conference, aka WWDC, will be held Monday, June 5th through Friday, June 9th. As it has been for the past few years, WWDC 2023 will be a mostly online event open to all developers at no cost. The company is also planning an in-person special event for select developers and students on June 5th at the Apple Park campus. But you may or may not hear about Apple's rumored mixed reality headset at WWDC. Analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has been tracking the changing plans at Apple and says now, because Apple isn't very optimistic about the AR/MR headset announcement recreating the astounding iPhone moment, his sources indicate the company has slowed the production schedule to mid-late Q3 of this year. Former Google engineer Jacob Devlin told The Information that Google's Bard AI chatbot was trained on responses from OpenAI's ChatGPT that were scraped from a website called ShareGPT that shares responses. Devlin now works for OpenAI. Google's Chris Pappas, however, told The Verge Bard is not trained on any data from ShareGPT or ChatGPT. That doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room. The Information also reported that Google's DeepMind and Google Brain divisions are collaborating on a new initiative called Gemini. Many corporate employees are probably familiar with the 3CX voice over internet desktop software. Security researchers at Sophos and CrowdStrike say attackers have targeted Windows and macOS users of the 3CX softphone app in what's called a Trojanized supply chain attack. Basically, that means malicious actors have compromised two pieces that get called during the install, FFmpeg and D3D compilers. Those software packages are extracted during install in order to compromise the machines. When the installer is downloaded from 3CX or an update is pushed to the desktop, the malware can then harvest system info and access data and credentials. 3CX therefore recommends that all customers uninstall the desktop client and switch to the Progressive web app instead. 3CX phone system is used by more than 500,000 companies, including McDonald's, BMW, American Express, IKEA, and more. They have more than 12 million users. Developer Steve Moser tells Bloomberg he found code in the Netflix app that indicates Netflix is testing games for the TV. So far, all Netflix games have been for mobile. The code also indicates the possibility of using your phone as a game controller. Following Wednesday's OpenAI letter calling for a six-month pause in new AI research, not just at OpenAI, but anywhere, the Center for AI and Digital Policy, or CAIDP, has filed a complaint against OpenAI with the U.S. Federal Trade Commission. They're saying OpenAI violates Section 5 of the FTC Act, which prohibits unfair and deceptive trade practices. The ethics group alleges that OpenAI's GPT-4 tools are, quote, biased, deceptive, and a risk to public safety. It cites the tool's ability to produce malicious code, reflect human biases in its output, and a recent bug that exposed ChatGPT histories as a privacy protection failure. CAIDP President Mark Rotenberg also signed Wednesday's open letter. Security researchers at Wiz discovered a vulnerability in Azure Active Directory that, when misconfigured, lets users access content management tools for Bing. That would have allowed users to manipulate search results on Bing, as well as access other users' Office 365 data. That includes things like email and calendar. Wiz reported the vulnerability to Microsoft January 31st, and Microsoft patched the problem pretty promptly February 2nd. Wiz flagged further vulnerable applications February 25th, and Microsoft patched the last of those by March 20th. Microsoft says it made additional changes to reduce the possibility of similar misconfigurations in the future. Few U.S. congresspeople publicly oppose banning TikTok, but two of them spoke out Wednesday. Senator Rand Paul blocked a bid to fast-track a bill to ban TikTok. Senator Paul said, quote, "Do we really want to emulate Chinese speech bans?" Meanwhile, U.S. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez called the idea of a ban unprecedented in a post on TikTok, pointing out that Congress has received no classified briefings on TikTok, despite it being called a major national security threat. It seems the support and the opposition to a TikTok ban are bipartisan. The U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California has issued a subpoena for information on the user called Free Speech Enthusiast. This is the person who posted Twitter's source code to GitHub in early January. GitHub removed the code last Friday in response to a DMCA request from Twitter that was made last week, and now has until April 3rd to provide any names, addresses, telephone numbers, email addresses, social media, and profile data and IP addresses for the users associated with the Free Speech Enthusiast account. And GitHub was also ordered to provide that same info for any user who downloaded or modified that data. GitHub may yet challenge the order. Finally, U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission Chair Gary Gensler told reporters Wednesday that he believes the current laws cover most of the activity that's happening in the crypto markets, and he added he thinks some bills being introduced to regulate crypto would undermine the SEC's work. Gensler says the SEC sees most cryptocurrencies as securities. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, make sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You don't want to miss that. You get the analysis, not just the headlines. And if you enjoy this show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.